An explosive revelation today that up to 95% of registered clubs in New South Wales have not been complying with federal laws that are designed to curb money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie made the claim in a speech to federal parliament today. The figures refer to hundreds of clubs with more than 15 poker machines and come from an internal Clubs New South Wales document given to Mr. Wilkie by a former employee of the organisation. And the whistleblower has told the ABC exclusively that Clubs New South Wales is not doing enough to make sure its member clubs are compliant with the law. Steve Kinnane from ABC Investigations has the story.
Andrew Wilkie knows all about the power of Clubs New South Wales. In 2012, his deal with the Gillard government to reduce harm from poker machines collapsed after the clubs ran a multi-million dollar campaign aimed at killing off the reforms. This afternoon in federal parliament, the member for Clark once again took on the powerful lobby group, revealing details of its internal board discussions about money laundering compliance.
Deputy Speaker, I've obtained alarming information from a whistleblower regarding Clubs New South Wales. In essence, the clubs are required by law to report to AUSTRAC any suspected money laundering or the funding of terrorism under what are called the AML and CTF laws. But according to this 2019 Clubs New South Wales board paper provided by the whistleblower, and I quote, current levels of AML CTF compliance are at best 5 to 10%.
Mr. Wilkie told the Parliament that as a result, around 90 to 95% of clubs were operating illegally when it comes to anti-money laundering and terrorism funding compliance. When he attempted to table that document, there were dramatic scenes.
Is leave granted?
No.
Leave is not granted.
Deputy Speaker, they're running a protection racket.
The member's time
for the gambling
has expired.
Industry.
I call the member for Mallee.
The ABC can reveal the source of that document is Troy Stoles, who worked for Clubs New South Wales for 9 years. When he resigned in September last year, he was responsible for auditing and training member clubs in anti-money laundering compliance. He's currently taking legal action against Clubs New South Wales. He told the ABC he believes that money laundering in pubs and clubs is rife, undertaken by what he describes as low to middle tier drug operations.
My view, massive. To clean money from your drug sales, 5,000, 6,000 in a club. You send out someone, a uni student working for you in a day, and give them 50 or 100 different venues to do, and you've got a team of 10. It's quite easy to clean a lot of that money.
Troy Stoles says clubs need to have well-trained staff monitoring poker machine rooms for criminal behaviour. He says Clubs New South Wales could be doing more to make the relevant training more affordable for member clubs.
I ran some training in September 19, and the top tier level members could send, you know, a number of people along to that. Smaller clubs had to pay as they go. And the cost for some of them was just too much.
Mr. Stoll says it's time the regulator cracked down on the clubs.
AUSTRAC have advised that they will be issuing reporting entities, including clubs, fines this year for non-compliance. But we've heard that for the last 5 years and no one's been issued a fine.
Troy Stoltz, a former Clubs New South Wales employee, speaking with Steve Kinnane from ABC Investigations. And Steve's with me now. Steve, what is Clubs New South Wales saying in response to your report?
Well, Linda, Clubs New South Wales CEO Anthony Ball was unavailable for interview, but a statement was released late this afternoon that dismissed the revelations, calling them yet more anti-club hysteria from Andrew Wilkie. Though that statement did not directly dispute the figure of 90 to 95% non-compliance raised by Andrew Wilkie in the Parliament today. And they can't dispute that figure because it is their own figure. It comes from a Clubs New South Wales document that was presented to the board in May 2019. Clubs New South Wales in their statement says it takes this issue very seriously, as do their members, with thousands of club employees completing the relevant training in the past 18 months alone. And the statement went on to say that if Andrew Wilkie had evidence of a licensed venue not meeting those obligations, it should raise the matter with AUSTRAC. Though the clubs did not deal directly in their statement with the claims made by their former employee, Troy Stoles.
Okay, so how about the regulator, AUSTRAC? Does it admit to any lapse in ensuring compliance?
Well, they didn't respond to those claims made by Troy Stoles about not issuing fines. They didn't respond directly to my question about whether they had flagged 150 pubs and clubs for non-compliance back in 2016. They did say in a statement, though, that AUSTRAC engages closely with pubs and clubs and industry associations, including Clubs New South Wales, to help educate staff working in pubs and clubs so they know what to look out for, what to report to AUSTRAC, and to raise ongoing awareness of the obligations and risks within the pubs and clubs sector. And they also said that AUSTRAC assessed the compliance of a number of pubs and clubs in New South Wales in 2019.
Okay, thanks very much, Steve. Steve Kinnane from ABC Investigations.